Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and I'm pleased to have as my guest today Dr. Lorraine Hurley. Dr. Hurley has her own radio show, and today we're going to discuss a topic near to both of our hearts, which is detoxification. We live in an increasingly toxic world. Some of these chemicals and biotoxins are difficult to diagnose. They cause fatiguing illnesses, sometimes weird neurological illnesses, and may be at the basis of much of our chronic illness, including cancer. So we all need to educate ourselves about detoxification and particularly what we can do to help us not age as quickly and also not develop chronic disease. Thank you, Dr. Hurley, for joining us.
It's my great pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, would you like to tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and your show and your passion in life?
Oh, absolutely. My passion in life, let's just start with the passion. The passion in life is to educate. And that had a lot to do with transitions and changes in my professional life. So let's just say that my passion is to educate. The radio show is called Uncommon Awareness. It's on the Genesis Communication Network, Monday through Friday. We just got a time change, so we're going to be doing 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. So if people want to tune in, it's called Uncommon Awareness for a reason. It's not an entirely health-oriented show. It's really oriented around understanding what we need to understand about our world today. I was trained at Boston University School of Medicine. I basically did residency and got certified, got board certified in family medicine. And within 2 years, I left. And why did I leave? Because after all of that time and all of that money and all of that effort, I knew very little about health.
Well, it's true. The educational system is not exactly, designed to teach us about nutrition, about chemical detoxification. That topic is off limits. And I think it's because of the power of the corporations that add to the pollution. Even the toxicologists don't know really what they should know about what's in our food and water supply.
Well, because we don't understand synergicity,
yeah.
This whole thing. So. And, you know, I was delighted to be introduced to you because of all the practitioners I could think of that would kind of be on top of educating people. I would never have assumed a plastic surgeon. Now, that's just an assumption of mine. That's not saying that you don't do a fantastic job. How wonderful was that for me to actually learn that there's a plastic surgeon out there? You must see so many people that are trying to alter their appearance or some aspect of their physical without comprehending, you know, things down to the cellular or basically what we call epigenetics, you know, how we work with the environment to actually achieve what we are in any moment of any day as human beings. These are progressive and these are really wonderful, wonderful fields of science, and it's not even making its way into medical education, never mind the public venue.
Well, let me tell you a little about my story. I am actually a spiritual healer that was guided to be a plastic surgeon. And you may understand this concept. Whenever there's going to be a major problem, consciousness, or all that is, brings a solution up at the same time as the problem. Well, I was the solution because I was spiritually guided to get Dow Corning silicone gel breast implants in 1985. It was the guidance I got during meditation. I've always had spiritual hearing. And it was specifically Dow Corning, and it had to be Dow Corning because if it was any other manufacturer, I would have only gotten $3,000 rather than $25,000 in the settlement. So, you know, financial things are important, too. You got to listen specifically. So I was in the military at the time, and I got him free. At the time, I was a plastic surgeon in the U.S. Air Force. I got him free. A friend of mine put him in. I was a major. There was no war, which was fortunate, but I got him free. And then about 8 years later, they started to leak. Now, 30 grams leaked out of one side only. So all my symptoms were on one side other than the, you know, the fibromyalgia symptoms from the chemical toxicity. And so I also had a waiting room full of patients with the same problem. So being a medical intuitive, I figured out the detox program. There's silicone detox, chemical detox, and then mold, especially around saline implants or in saline implants, that's biotoxin detox. And on the 20th of November, I'm going to be on Monsters Inside Me for a second time talking about mold and breast implants. So I'm actually probably similar to you. We were guided into medicine because we needed to have the credentials and we needed to have the medical knowledge, which is very valuable, you know, as you go through. But we are more intuitive and more guided to talk about the and study the actual serious problems that are being covered up because they're politically incorrect.
Right. So where would you and I like to go? Thank you. You know, I didn't know that about your I didn't know that about you. Thank you very much for sharing that. What I do, I don't do silicone. I don't do in the particular detox. I do a general detox. And
right.
That's what I've learned. Yeah. In my, you know, in my career as a primary physician transitioning into functional medicine, is where do we get people on the ground to start? I have a book called, it will be published shortly, The Beginner's Guide to Health and Healing in the 21st Century. It really is just a beginner's guide. Where do we go? What do we do? There the ubiquitousness of toxicity in our environment. You mentioned, sounds like you had chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or something in response to your implant. This is how I got my start in medicine. I was a late life bloomer, went to medical school. I started at the age of 34, so I was not a youngster. And by the time when I got into practice, who do you think gravitated towards? First of all, a female physician. Second of all, who's everyone else kicking out of their practice because they don't know how to deal with it? Right?
Yeah.
I got this onslaught of environmental illness, and that's when I started working with the American Academy of Environmental Medicine and really trying to understand things. I had my daughter in my internship year. I vaccinated her within 2 years. I was horrified at my choice. Mm-hmm. We just go along, you know, but I've learned that we, in the 21st century, detoxification must become a lifestyle skill. Just like cleaning out your refrigerator, cleaning your tub, your toilet. Just do it.
Right. It's a good idea.
Just do it.
You'll feel a lot better, and you'll probably live a lot longer. But the important thing is you'll feel a lot better.
That's
Who wants to go around through life just getting by, you know, sleeping way too much or not being able to sleep? The sleep disruption is ubiquitous. I mean, people all over the place have sleep disruption because of the chemicals.
That's the HPA axis or the HPT
right.
axis, whatever. That's the endocrine function. I was talking with a woman yesterday who was sharing with me. She was trying to nail her thyroid. And I said, you just discussed hot flashes and you just discussed sleep deprivation. I said, have you thought anything about your hypothalamus? Well, what can we do with the hypothalamus? I'm like, slow down, take a deep breath,
right.
We'll figure out what to do with it. This is kind of the world that you and I were, you think openly and freely, I think openly and freely, and the world of medicine as it stands today is really a sick care system, and again, this is not to be derogatory towards what anyone does for a living. Just let's really think about it. It's not a healthcare system. It's a sick care system. It brokers disease. It does not provide us with the tools and the means and the ways. And there's a lot of, in my personal I can only speak to my personal experience. It took me a long time to make allies of the chiropractic world, the acupuncture world, because I wanted to know what they knew. I understood my own deficiencies, period.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a primary care practitioner. I was not a specialist, as you are. It's a different world. You know, people, we're the gatekeepers, right? They come through the door, they come through the door, they come through the door. And, you know, I actually dissolved a group partnership because of my choice to use nutraceuticals. I actually asked to leave the practice.
Whoa.
So I don't know if you want to talk about that, but that was pretty.
Amazing.
That was it was difficult because actually the people that I was working with got better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that doesn't seem to matter sometimes. Results. I mean, we are going toward evidence-based medicine in some areas, though, and thank God for that. But, you know, the pharmaceutical companies can read the writing on the wall. They're buying up nutraceutical companies right and left. They know that this is the future of medicine, and it will be patient-driven, as you know. Patients are watching Dr. Oz. They're watching... they're reading, you know, natural health magazines. They are educating themselves and going in and seeking out doctors that have the knowledge of nutraceuticals. So it's just a matter of time. Functional medicine works. It's the only thing that works as far as I can see. Otherwise, you just are blocking pathways with pharmaceuticals. And if you block it well enough, then people start dropping off. They either develop, you know, severe side effects or they die. So we can't just keep blocking pathways and expect
to treat people. Well, do you know that 2.5 million people a decade die as a result of pharmaceutical medicine?
Exactly.
I know you're aware of this.
Yeah.
With the time we have, I just thought with detoxification as a plastic surgeon, this is what was so kind of exciting to me, is to have a specialist talk about this. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so great that she actually wants to have this discussion with me.
Right.
You must actually understand that most people that gravitate towards, not everybody, a lot of people, there are those that are maimed and harmed, and that's where the plastic surgeon comes along and just helps them to be, you know, present a physical body that they're comfortable with. Most people are actually looking to tame or to alter. They don't realize that, you know, the reason why you look 10 years older than you are, you're toxic. The reason why you have, you know, your joints are crippled and you can't, you're toxic. The reason why your breasts are sagging down to your knees, you're toxic.
And sometimes the reason you're overweight is because your leptin is through the roof because of biotoxins and other toxins. And if you actually detox, you'll lose weight without dieting.
That's right. That's right. And I can't even think about it, Susan, without like having my whole body go cataplectic is liposuction. It's like, oh, my freaking, you know.
Well, I think it increases toxicity if you don't detox at the same time. I mean, the body's storing these hydrophobic toxins in fat. Period. That's what it does.
Right. So, in terms of detoxification protocols, because it sounds like you did a lot of work. I start with diet. I don't know about you. How do you start? I start with diet, then I go into the gut, then I go into the organs of detoxification, then I go into the emotional body. I work it step by step by step. If I'm teaching, I don't make it complicated. I basically say there's 90 essential nutrients. There's certain foods that are sick, and toxic. And I start there with food. We are what we eat. I move into our ecological interface, our, you know, this really rich environment that we have in our gastrointestinal tracts. Then I move on to the organs that are specifically, qualify. The liver, 75% of our detox goes to the liver. Think you want to take care of the liver? Oh, yeah. You want to take care of the
liver. Have to. And if you're toxic, you want to avoid Tylenol and alcohol because that just is not your friend.
Well, Tylenol, alcohol, how many drugs, Agent
Most
Orange
drugs,
on strawberry.
At least half the drugs affect the liver. The other half might affect the kidney. But they affect one or the other. Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Well, where would you like me to go? Like, in other words, what I did was I transitioned from medical practice into a consulting practice. I basically left the world of medicine. I said, I'm done. Mm-hmm. We need doctors. I'm not going to be one of them. And what I do when I try to detoxify people is I really talk about, well, I think it's worth going into why do people want something different and they're not able to acquire it. Let's talk about the fatigue. Let's talk about the feeling that people have that life is just happening to them, right? And they're not a part of it. That's a big hurdle. we can give you the ground rules. We can say, here's what you do, here's how you detoxify. But what if you're someone who gets up in the morning and says, I feel like crap and I can't do anything differently? Because habits are really comforting. Do you deal with that in your practice?
I do. With my practice, we almost always have dysbiosis, leaky gut dysbiosis, and then therefore have nutritional deficiencies because of malabsorption. So, you know, starting with the gut, starting with eliminating allergies that we know are there, wheat, gluten, dairy sometimes, whatever. GMO corn is bad, and GMO soy is bad because it leads to immune deficits, and they already have that. So I start with
CNN
the gut.
CNN came out and finally acknowledged that if you drink three 8-ounce glasses of milk a day, you're going to die 10 years earlier than most.
Yeah, it causes cancer, for one thing. No, it does. It there's something in the non-organic milk that predisposes to cancer. I'm not sure what it is. I can't exactly nail it for you, but I know it's there.
It's
must be. Yeah. So be careful of, you know, the food groups that we just mentioned. You know, I mean, muscle testing, I use a lot of applied kinesiology, so I tell people to muscle test to see if they're, because people don't know. Some people think they can't tolerate something, but they're actually very strong, so that's not the problem. And the problem might be something else they eat with it. So, but multiple food allergies.
Well, you just get better and better all the time. You're a plastic surgeon that utilizes kinesiology. My daughter was just in our chiropractor's office yesterday for TMJ, and she hates to have her neck, you know, altered.
Cracked.
So she hates it. She hates it. Well, so she's like, no. Yesterday morning she was in so much pain that she said, "Take me to Pam." So we went to Pam. Pam said, "You've got 5 moans. After that, you got to stop moaning." So she just kind of set the parameter with my daughter, and she has TMJ, and she was using kinesiology. And Gabby was really, that's my daughter's Gabrielle. Gabby was looking at her saying, "I can't believe that just happened." She's like, "Yeah, body's very brilliant, body's very intelligent. So you're using kinesiology."
Yeah, like for arthritis, I want to share what I just did like 3 weeks ago. Arthritis. I did these following categories. Silicone actually causes arthritis. It does so because of the cytokines. Okay. Bad fats do too. I found people who are eating almond butter, certain types of almond butter, even if it's in date, but definitely if it's out of date, are bad and can cause arthritis. Uric acid. We know about that from medical school. Arachidonic acid. There's people that eat eggs and red meat and get arthritis. There's people who have allergy to wheat, probably GMO wheat, that get arthritis. And then there's degenerative arthritis, like from an injury. There's and there is intracellular arthritis. Say, you know, half of the rheumatoids out there are positive for intracellular mycoplasma. And I have a few Lyme's patients that have arthritis that is due to the intracellular spirochete. So certainly intracellular infections can do it. So I take all the causes. And then I put other, because I'm sure there's something I don't know. And I take it, and I do the testing, and then I know exactly what's causing the arthritis, so the patient doesn't have to stop everything. And they get better. That's what's so amazing. They get better.
And that's basically what you and I are trying to do in our lives.
Right. Narrow it down. Treat the cause, not the symptom. Don't just give them NSAIDs and wreck their stomach because they have arthritis. NSAIDs will help arachidonic acid arthritis, but I don't think it's going to have bad fat arthritis. You quit eating the bad fat and then flood your system with good fat to knock off the bad fat off the cell membrane.
Well,
you know, the treatment's different.
When you're doing this, when you're teaching people about inflammation, I guess the question I have is, you know, when I teach detoxification protocols, I really call people to cleanse their liver, cleanse their gut. Where do you stand on that? I think this is absolutely
necessary. Everybody goes on milk thistle. The people who have severe adrenal insufficiency, I put them on Super Thistle X, which has dandelion, milk thistle, and licorice. Of course, you want to avoid that if they have high blood pressure, but most of the people who have real adrenal problems have low blood pressure, not high blood pressure. So, you know, I did an endocrine, I was an endocrine researcher at Hopkins and WashU before becoming a plastic surgeon. In fact, they thought they were grooming me to be an endocrine researcher. So I'm real comfortable treating all the endocrine disruptions, the ADH, the sex hormones, the thyroid and adrenal. You know, in surgery, it's interesting. They have such a bad ADH deficiency that they bleed, and we treat it with desmopressin, which is ADH. So the plastic surgeons out there that don't realize these patients can have a real problem with bleeding during surgery. I mean, bleeding that makes you have to stop the surgery. And all you have to do is give desmopressin, and they stop bleeding in 20 minutes. So it is really critical that you understand the endocrine problems these women have before you operate on them.
And you're kind of, you're a rare breed. You know that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you know that.
Well, I was guided into plastic surgery, though, because of this problem that was going to, this problem did not exist when I was guided in, okay? It came up, the whole problem with chemical and silicone toxicity developed as I was developing my problem. You know, because the new implants don't have the problems. It's only when they get older and they start to leak and rupture. So I think it's pretty clever.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not the interviewer here. You are, but I just want to ask a question. I want to ask a question about a plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with breast implants? I mean, really, when we kind of think about health and we think about what we're trying to do as practitioners,
mm-hmm.
I have not yet completely qualified why women feel that big breasts somehow make them a better person.
Not all women who get breast implants are just trying to get bigger breasts. Like I got radiated. I got a chest X-ray every day for 2 weeks because I was in the hospital with mycoplasma pneumonia, and so I didn't develop breasts. I'm like a cancer patient. I have no breasts. So for me, it was. In fact, I wasn't even going to get breast implants, but I was really guided pretty seriously to get them. So I got them. But and I'm glad I did, because without it, I would not have the practice I have today, and it's very rewarding. But many women get them because of breast asymmetry, because of lack of development altogether, which is there's really not too much else. Now we have fat injection, which I think women should consider if they have fat. If they don't have fat, there's nothing else other than implants. And then, of course, cancer reconstruction. You know, it's really good to have the option of breast implants for cancer reconstruction. So, you know, I think that we shouldn't not have choices, but what I want to do is make sure the women have informed consent. That's the issue is around informed consent. If you drive a motorcycle without a helmet and then become quadriplegic, don't let anybody say they didn't tell you so. You know, you need to know the consequences. When people get breast implants, they need to know they need to change them out every 10 years. There's certain types of breast implants that get in trouble before 10 years, and that's not going to be known except if you call me in most cases, because I see all the problems. And there's certain implants that leak a lot less than other implants, and then you want to stay out of mold, because if you breathe mold, it can get around, you know, the implant, any implant. It doesn't matter if it's a breast implant or a heart valve. You can get mold growing in the biofilm around the prosthesis, and you can get sick building syndrome if you're that 25% of the population that can't get rid of the biotoxin. So it's just informed consent. You know, let people know what they're getting into.
And how do you propose changing that? Because I've tried to change this so much in my career. You're probably one of the few physicians I speak to, people that are in practice doing what they're doing, that actually has an open-minded attitude about, you know, how do we work with this? For me, it's not about, I'm not right a lot, but I am studied. I do my due diligence. And I'm intelligent.
Well, can I make a suggestion for how I would handle it and how I do handle it? And I'll give you an example. I do it through applied kinesiology with the individual. There was a patient who came down from Manhattan because she read my book, and her silicone implants were 10 years old, and she wanted to know what her options were. I muscle tested her. She could go with fat injection, or she could go back with silicone, and she tested best with Sientra, which are the newest implants. by the way, that's the implant Angelina Jolie got. The Sientra, especially if they're not textured, I think are probably the least likely to leak or cause trouble. But she did not muscle test for saline because her townhouse in Manhattan has mold. So you see, how could we all know this? We can't. We have to muscle test the individual.
Well, yes, it's not cookie cutter. It's never, ever, ever cookie cutter. And I had a conversation with a geoengineering activist the other day. His name is Captain Randall, and he's making a lot of he's getting a lot of attention for himself because he's putting out protocols for detoxification. And so I contacted Dane Wigington, and I said I want to talk to him. I don't want to argue with him. I just want to talk. And we talked yesterday, and he held to his belief that there is a cookie cutter approach to this. But he was able to actually get me to understand it. Mm-hmm. He said, we're not talking about cookie cutter in terms of everything that needs to be done. We're talking about generalities. You have to oxygenate. You have to get the minerals on board. You know, you have to get the bioelectric program in the body running optimally. And this is not, he wasn't an MD, Susan. He was just a person who kind of researched it. Mm-hmm. Some of what we do, I'm sorry, I'm just, this is me. Some of what we do, there's this mystique that we need our education to do this. I'm gonna actually say we don't need our education. A lot of what can be done, should be done, doesn't require an MD or a PhD or an ABC or an EMD or an OMD or an ND or a DC or any of the alphabets. We're reaching a critical mass today of degeneration and disease where I think we really need to enable people to have some confidence in their ability. Kinesiology. Right. We didn't learn that in medical school.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
Well,
I teach everybody.
Yeah,
I teach everybody. In fact, I taught the Emory Medical students both pendulum and dowsing techniques.
Right.
And they were very open to it. I do want to tell you one thing that that helps me think about detoxification is the type of chemical. There's hydrophobic chemicals and hydrophilic chemicals. And for those who forgot their chemistry, hydrophilic is water-loving, and that's most arsenic, most heavy metals, and a lot of the chemicals that would wash out with water. The hydrophobic chemicals are more dangerous. They're probably the ones that hit the hypothalamus. They're the ones that disrupt the neurological tissue. They're the ones that probably are carcinogenic. Benzene, toluene, methylethyl ketone. Methylethyl ketone, by the way, causes Raynaud's syndrome. And if we do the electrolysis, hand or foot bath, to get the methylethyl ketone out, because that gets hydrophobic chemicals out, and then replace the arginine with either arginine or nitric oxide supplements like Extreme NO, then the Raynaud's goes away. Every single case has gotten cured that I've treated. And there's quite a few of them, because one of the high chemicals in the shell of the implant is methylethyl ketone, so it's common for women to get that if they already have a high hydrophobic load. So I like the Aqua Detox foot baths for the hydrophilic chemicals and the electrolysis foot baths that Dr. Overman put out for the hydrophobic chemicals. And I had workman's comp patients that were doused in these hydrophobic chemicals even 6 months before the foot bath because they're sent to me for detox. And I put them in there, and the whole room smells like the chemical they were doused in. So don't tell me these things don't work, because I'm going to argue with you. I know they do. Anyway, that's the fun thing about detox, is you keep learning stuff.
You do, and I guess I'm gonna take the position that over the years of my practice, I've tried to make it non-intellectual. I've tried to make it do this, do that. Here are things that, you know, and you're basically saying that, no, you've got hydrophilic and hydrophobic. You're teaching me. That hasn't been part of what I've really I've heard about it. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. Not because it's not genuine. It's just the idea that as a primary care practitioner, as a woman or a man who's working with somebody every day of their lives, mm-hmm. what do? Go home. Do you take a hot bath? Do you sweat? One of the things that is so powerful in terms of detox is to simply passively sweat. Whether we're talking about Bikram yoga, we're talking about infrared sauna, when we're talking about passively sweating, we're not talking about running a marathon. We're talking about how do we incite sweating, the removal of water from our body, and what is the basic gift of water? Water structures, it has memory. So you're talking about using homeopathics. You must be completely onto this. You understand?
Oh, yeah. We use a lot of them.
Pardon?
Well, hydrophobic, the sweating detox methods, that is about the only way you're going to get out those hydrophobic chemicals.
Okay. Thank you, because I have not been separating it into hydrophobic and hydrophilic. I've just mm-hmm. been simply saying sweat.
Well, that's why, because that works. My patients have a high level of chemicals, though. You know, like, you know, from a ruptured implant, they have, you know, probably 100 times the hydrophobic chemical that your average patient has. So we're using these specialized treatments because a lot of them just can't take the slower detox. They'd be in the sauna every day, and it would just be, you know, just take too long. I mean, you have to make a living. You know, you have to go to work. You can't always spend 45 minutes.
Except I'm going to make this point on this radio mm-hmm. show, and I've made it on mine. You're worth it. Sorry, I'm going to say that. We're worth it. When it really comes down to our health and our well-being being destroyed, I'm going to say that whatever we have to do to correct it is worth it.
True. I'm just offering faster methods for people who are more toxic. That's all. They're just faster. They're you know, they don't take as much time. They are more expensive, but not that much. We sell 5-foot baths for $100, so it's pretty cheap. There's no right or wrong. You muscle test. I mean, some people probably will muscle test better with sweating techniques and other with foot baths. It depends on their financial status, the level of the toxin in their body.
We have a retreat going on in Costa Rica. I'm going to send you information. I'm not going to spend time on your radio show talking about it. We got Gerald Pollack. We mm-hmm. have oxygen hydrotherapy. We're looking at water, oxygen, nutrients, period, as
yeah.
a way to, yeah.
So we have to, do you want to talk, after you do the diet and then recommend some of these other methods, what do you do to keep the detoxification pathways open so that they don't get toxic from the detox?
From my perspective, and I'm sure you'll have other things to contribute, it's an ongoing daily exercise and relationship to releasing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think of anything that detoxes that doesn't sweat. So
mm-hmm.
that's basically from my point of view, you have to sweat. If you don't sweat, you're not detoxing. There are things that are going through the gastrointestinal system. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I really recommend to people is we don't have to take out the Cassata Garata and we don't have to squeeze our gut. How about some probiotics? You know?
Yeah. Well, that's very useful for everybody.
Yeah.
Especially
I basically recommend fermentation of vegetables on the counter mm-hmm. and not pills. How are you doing with that?
Well, what you have to understand is I still do a lot of surgery. So I have people on antibiotics because they have infected chest walls, and if you don't put them on antibiotics, they're going to have a very serious chest wall infection after surgery. So my patients are on antibiotics. So what I do, and they're usually traveling from out of town, usually out of state and sometimes all over the world, so I actually put them on a probiotic pill that doesn't require refrigeration and is, I don't know, got 20 different types of probiotics in it, and I have three or four different kinds. I always muscle test for which kind, because some I want the best one. I've noticed that not everybody.
Do you actually put the microbes into their wound, or you're just talking about ingesting it into their gut?
I have them take it 2 hours away from the antibiotic, and you know, if doctors would just do this, and they can. I mean, you can buy probiotics in every grocery store that there is. It's not in every CVS or drugstore. So if they would just put people in probiotics, we'd have a lot less C. diff. And C. diff is deadly now. It's getting very, very bad. C. diff is a really bad infection in the colon, overgrowth of a certain Clostridium, difficalis or something like that. That can be very bad. I've only had one case of C. diff in the last 5 years, where I think other doctors have a lot more. So anybody out there taking antibiotics, take probiotics. Period.
Well, because this is what we're talking about, detoxification. When people begin to comprehend that 90% of the cells in our body are actually microbial.
Mm-hmm.
That you and I, basic human cells are so large that there's a really, the numbers, it's like there's 99.9% water molecules in our body.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about volume and we're talking about actual numbers. So when we actually get to a point where we're really talking about what do we call this? Anything that goes on with your gut. Anything. Anything goes on with your immune system, because the gut is the body's largest immune system. It's a second brain, and it's also a very powerful endocrine system. So what do we do with this? Well, wake up. All of a sudden, you're 70% microbes. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What do I do with that? What do I do with that?
Well,
consume microbes.
We have to take care of our gut. Otherwise, we don't have our health. I mean, that's really
right.
What it comes down to. Leaky gut, which I'm sure you're familiar with, is literally the big proteins get in that shouldn't get in, and then there is a problem with the circulating immune complexes, and that affects the joints and it affects all sorts of things because the body starts attacking these circulating immune complexes.
No, that's
so really,
that's,
really
that's,
important.
That's something that I really want you to, for my point of view, talk circulating immune complexes. Susan, nobody knows about these. We didn't learn about these in medical school.
No,
and people don't know about them now, and they are responsible for every single inflammatory condition we suffer from.
It's true. And if you want to feel great, if you have that condition, if you fast, you will all of a sudden feel wonderful because you don't have any more circulating immune complexes because you're not eating. But, you know, you can't fast forever. You really need to fix the gut. So that's how you can diagnose it, though. If somebody doesn't believe me, I say, well, fast for a few days and you're going to feel better and better and better. We've got to take a short break. I've got somebody at the front door that's ringing the doorbell, picking something up. So, Doug, can we go to commercial for just a minute so that I can go get them their medication?
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plastikos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plastikos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plasticos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endomology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plasticos at 770-457-4677. Plasticos Endomology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677. You had plastic surgery, Bill?
You bet I did. I got tired of the wrinkles around my eyes and decided to have Plasticos do something about them.
But I didn't think men had plastic surgery.
Get with it, Bob. Men want to look their best, too. There's nothing wrong with getting a little help from Plasticos to look on top of your game. A lot of guys are doing it, my friend.
Well, I don't know about this.
Look, you see the difference Plasticos made with me. I look better and I feel better. My Plasticos surgery was an investment in me.
So where is Plasticos?
Plasticos is in Dunwoody. Plasticos is staffed by pros who guarantee you personal attention. The Plasticos number is 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available. 770-457-4677.
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plasticos and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Susan Kolb. We're interviewing Dr. Lorraine Hurley on detoxification. Thanks for joining us today. We're talking about Dr. Hurley's detoxification program. And I think we were talking about leaky gut syndrome. And I guess my next question is, do you have anything specific that you use for leaky gut that you think works fairly well?
I do. Again, it's kind of cookie cutter. It's cookie
brain.
Cutter, but that's okay. Yeah. Aloe, ginger, probiotics, fermented foods. Yeah. Just what you really want to do is seed the gut with the life around you. And when we talk about the life around us as though it just comes from a grocery store, we're screwing up. We want to talk about life as it comes from the world around us. So aloe, just slice it up. Ginger. Yeah. And probiotics. And
okay, great.
Food. Yeah.
Fermented foods, right. Which fermented foods do you like?
I like to just cook cabbage on my countertop. I take a cabbage and I slice it up. And I juice some of it and pour it over the cabbage with some water, put a rock down on it, and let it sit on the counter, and it ferments. It basically provides the organisms that are in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take out a little bit of phlegm from what we call phlegm, meaning it's going to be a little gross. Take it off, eat it. It tastes so good. This is going to be one of the ways to detox the gut. I do want to talk about the liver, and I know that we just have a few moments to go. The liver, people have no idea how much this is stressed right now. Would you disagree with me?
Oh, no. I think liver toxicity is the number one toxicity in my patients because their livers are desperately trying to detox these chemicals. And let me tell you something. There's some genetic defects, and I'm sure you've heard of them, MTHFR and some of the other ones. These people cannot methylate, they cannot get detoxification pathways going, and they just probably shouldn't have breast implants. How's that for a statement?
Well, they shouldn't have breast implants, and they basically shouldn't have any they shouldn't have any pharmaceuticals.
Right. They can't
the same
get rid of the
toxic
chemical.
Chemicals, yeah, that are present in breast implants are
right.
present in pharmaceuticals. So what we're really trying to say is that there is a way, and you know, it's so great to actually talk to another physician about this because Most physicians today are not open. I'm feeling particularly honored, and I'm feeling particularly pleased with knowing you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, just it's not either or. It's both and. I got hit by a car the other day, and I was not harmed.
That's good.
I didn't break any bones. I did black and blues all over my body. The woman was so upset. I was riding my bike, and she's like, "I'm so sorry I hurt you." And I ended up calming her down. I said, "Can you take me home?" I got home 2 days later. Everything is sore. Everything is black and blue.
Right.
Why am I making this point? The point is that we really, really want to have this kind of idea that we support people who are doing really good work. It's, you know, she wasn't a bad driver. I wasn't a bad person.
Life happens. Life happens.
Life happens, right.
That's right.
And what's happening now, walking through your door at your practice and so forth, I don't have a practice right now, is that people are not considering what it means to be human. You're talking about that. You're saying, I can do kinesiology. I can do this. What a fantastic thing to have happen to medicine, that we have a plastic surgeon that actually knows kinesiology. Can you begin to see how great this is?
Well, I have a family practice doctor with me, Dr. Gould, who can do something even more amazing.
What does he do?
Well, this is amazing, and I don't know how he does it, but he does a good job. He can talk to somebody on the telephone, because not everybody can afford to come to Atlanta, and he can, with doing something that he does with his fingers, he can muscle test them over the telephone. It's absolutely wonderful. You know, we have to decide what antifungals to put people on, when to switch them, what antibiotics to put people on. And unfortunately, some people can't get their loved ones to muscle test them. Or they don't know a chiropractor that muscle tests. You know, or they're in a remote part of Alaska where there just isn't anybody available. So if need be, he can get on the phone and do his little thing, and then I know what antifungals and what supplements and everything that they need to be.
Yeah, but see, Susan, we talk about this thing all the time in Uncommon Awareness, and here's why I'm really, really excited, because this validates this is quantum physics. This
is
quantum biology.
It is.
Period.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
It is. You know,
it's very useful in medicine, though, because we're not going to give somebody a drug they're going to get sick with. We're not going to give them an expensive supplement when a cheaper supplement will work, because it's financial as well as, you know, efficacy and all sorts of other things. I mean, that's why I don't think I could practice medicine without applied kinesiology, because the patients I get sometimes have, you know, HHV6, intracellular mycoplasma, intracellular spirochete. They have parasites. They have.
Can we take a moment? I would love to take a moment, just one moment, to talk about intracellular. What we're talking about. We're talking about pleomorphism,
sure.
And this is a concept that so many people. That I really want to take this opportunity to talk, because I don't meet a lot of clinicians that can actually talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be really, really selfish here, listeners.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you mind?
No, not at all.
You're talking about it as though people understand it. Susan, people don't understand this.
Well, it's the basis of our biological warfare system. It's not going to be studied, period. And doctors who get too much information out on it can lose their medical license.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
So we're talking about.
I'm in the military, so I understand national security, but I also understand that the weaponization of these things has gotten loose, and that we need to really address it in the population, because these people often commit suicide. They're so sick, and nobody can help them.
But you are talking about it, and you're talking about it as though it is just completely normal and natural, and I want to honor you for that, and I definitely want to focus on this because I talk about this a lot in my radio show. I'm not asking people to claim that they're victims. I'm saying, wake up. This is the way the world is. Wake up
right.
and figure out how to work with this.
True. Have you had Dr. Garth Nicholson on your show?
Oh, I know Garth Nicholson. No, I haven't had him on the show.
Well, I've had him on the show maybe 7 times. And the first time he was on the show, it was a regular radio station because I used to do it from a radio station. It was probably, I don't know, 20 years ago or maybe 13 years ago. But anyway, he was. He said, after break, we're going to talk about how the Geneva Convention rules were broken when we supplied Saddam Hussein with the weaponized mycoplasma. And then, of course, all the lines to the radio station went down. I mean, every single line went down.
But you know what? He actually was at an environmental medicine conference that I attended, Garth Nicholson.
Uh-huh.
His daughter came back with Gulf War Syndrome.
Yes, she did.
He's the one that defined pleomorphism for us in the mainstream. Right?
And then he had 4 assassination attempts. That's right. And, you know, his story is fascinating. It's in a book called Project Daylily, which I've also interviewed him on, which he says is fiction, but it isn't. But in any case, if you want to understand the politics of intracellular infection, which is important to understand if you're a physician.
Trying to help people be well.
Right. Because, you know.
And from a kind of, intellectual viewpoint, that's not where most of us are right now. We're like, people come to us, they're really, really sick, we don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We became doctors. I hope that you agree with this. You and I became doctors because we really wanted to help people.
That's right. No, I became a doctor to support the pharmaceutical company. No, I didn't. Just kidding.
Right.
No, that's, you know, you can't really practice functional medicine and at the same time practice pharmaceutical medicine. They're at opposite ends of the spectrum. Doesn't mean you can't give drugs. I give antibiotics, antifungals, and pain medicine in surgery. I mean, you know, it'd be difficult to practice surgery without medication. But again, let's talk about reflux, gastric reflux. Doctors are putting people on H2 blockers for the rest of their life. And we know that when we don't have acid in our stomach, we can develop a whole bunch of food allergies. So and other problems with malabsorption. So why don't you treat
food
the cause?
Food allergies and infections because the acid in our gut actually kills off a lot of microbes we encounter in the environment.
Exactly. So this is what I do. I know that reflux can be caused by candidiasis infection of the cardiac valve, which is the valve between the esophagus and the stomach. I learned this from a friend of mine who's an oncologist who put people on chemotherapy and therefore destroyed their immune systems and they get reflux. And he said, oh, just give them Nystate and oral solution. So I figured out if you give them Nystate and oral solution and kill the yeast, and then you give them something called Heartburn Free, which is an orange peel extract that gets that muscle going again, you can cure their reflux. So anyway, in most cases. I mean, there's really bad reflux.
Well, you know what, but
sometimes
like, again, just to honor and verify, we're talking about women who are in their professions, who have sacrificed an awful lot to be where they are, willing to think differently about the status quo. Have I said that okay?
Yeah.
I think so. One of the
But it's logical. Why not treat the cause of the disease, like hypertension? Why keep somebody on blood pressure medicine for the rest of their life when all you really have to do is get the mercury out and their high blood pressure goes away?
Or get them to walk around the frickin' block.
True.
You know? That's it. In other words, there is no cookie cutter. Mm. This is what functional medicine does. This is why functional medicine is so fantastic. Is it basically provides us with an interconnecting network of systems. It's not compartmentalized. It says everything works with everything. And so,
right.
And the other beauty about functional medicine is you're unique. You know, high blood pressure isn't a deficiency of an ACE inhibitor.
Right, exactly.
High blood pressure can be, right, let's just use something
it was
that everyone
many
can
causes
understand.
Of high blood pressure, many causes. You have to determine the cause.
That's right. Many
sometimes it's
that
eating too much salt. Just
right.
as simple as that, eating too much salt. Sometimes if you put people on potassium chloride, you know, Morton salt substitute, and get them away from the salt bottle, their blood pressure comes down. It can be as simple as just, you know, substituting KCL for NCL.
Oh, and I have to say this. What do you think of sea salt?
Well,
or,
I think sea salt,
or
pink yeah.
sea salt.
Yeah.
I've actually seen people conquer high blood pressure by simply switching from Morton's table salt to pink Himalayan salt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, you know, I usually muscle test because sea salt is going to test better for some and, you know, KCL salt substitute for others. It depends on if they have a potassium deficiency, obviously.
Well, Susan, I have not learned to do kinesiology. I have not. I did have a device called quantum biofeedback. But I'm really, really wanting to hear more about what you're doing. Because again, I'm almost feeling like I'm treating this as my show. I'm not. This is your show. I'm just saying to people, how cool is it that we have someone who spent years and years and hundreds of thousands of dollars to be trained that's actually able to work this way? Let's actually consider that maybe they're smarter than most of us. Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. What I do know is that I'm guided. You know, remember
well,
I said
that.
I
can
guided.
Call it smarter. You can call it guided. Personally,
yeah,
I think that to have
I think
a,
it's guided.
Pardon?
I do. I think it's guided. I think that I've all, you know, my whole life I kind of knew what to do, and I wouldn't necessarily, like when my mother tried to put me in certain colors, I threw a fit and wouldn't wear certain colors. I've always been very sensitive to vibration and frequency and energy. And, you know, most kids wouldn't not want to wear a certain color, but for me, color is really important in terms of how I feel and how I function during the day. So, you know, frequency, energy is all related, and I've always been very in tuned with that. So when, you know, I think all of us are getting more and more guided every day. I think the majority of people, I've been amazed lately at the people coming into my practice. I had a woman the other day who's had a breast cancer since 1999, and we've been doing different things, and I decided to look for the cause. And it came up parasite. And you know what she said? She said, I knew it. I knew this was parasite. It was only parasite. So I put her on antiparasitics because nobody had ever done that before. And I imagine maybe her 1 centimeter tumor will finally go away once we treat the cause, the last cause. She had had emotional causes when it first came up, but she worked through those. And she'd had, you know, she had toxic chemical problems, but she did detox.
Are you aware that a number of activists actually consider that our planet's been taken over by a psychic parasite? It's funny we say that. Parasites, yeah.
Yeah, well, parasites exist, and they often. I interviewed Hulda Clark on this show.
Before
she actually snuck over to San Diego, risking arrest because there was a warrant out for her arrest.
Oh, I love
that woman.
Because she
wasn't sure that the telephone was going to work in Mexico. Yeah, she helped educate me and thousands of other people, hundreds of thousands of other people, about the importance of parasite in cancer. You know, because it lowers the energy of the organ. Anything that lowers the energy of the organ, radiation, electromagnetic, virus, fungus, parasite, doesn't matter. Emotional is the big one. The majority of cancers, you're going to have an emotional insult, a biological conflict that then really socks it to it. But then later, when we're doing alternative cancer therapy, we have to go ahead and get everything out. Bacteria, like with stomach cancer, H. pylori, you got to treat that. You got to treat.
No, she was one of the first. She was one of the first people that I actually came across her book. Her book on cancer. You know, Hulda Clark.
Right.
You know, the cure for everything.
Right. Yep.
And she talked about using borax and I'm going to be honest with you. I brought things down to this level in my household. There was no shampoo. There was only Borax. Mm-hmm. There was no soap. There was, you know, only sodium chloride. I did that for a while. And guess what?
Uh-huh.
I could not maintain it with my family. They were like,
"You should."
You are such a fucking freak. Huh?
And my niece wrote a book on making your own house cleaning products, including soap. It's the Chelsea series, and I actually interviewed her on the show, of course, because I'm fond of my niece. And she has a great book on making your own stuff that I think Huldah Clark would approve of.
Well, then we should get her on your show and my show. We should definitely get her on my show.
Well, I mean,
I'm talking to people all the time about.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and basically, you know what my choices are right now, mm-hmm. Susan. I walk to the sink and I'm like, okay, here's the dish soap, or here's, you know, Arm & Hammer. I walk to the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's Borax, or there's something else I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I
there's
get
other
into the
choices,
tub.
Though.
Huh?
Yeah, there's other choices. Read her book, really. Have her on your show, and she'll send you a copy of the book. You'll like what she's written about. It's good.
Thank you.
She's from Vermont, where everybody is very natural.
I'm in New England.
So, there you go. There you go. You might be neighbors.
You never know.
Yeah.
But as far as detox goes, what you're talking about, we're talking about in terms of aging, I want to tell you and everyone else who's listening right now, aging really comes down to oxygenation,
mm-hmm.
and it comes down to structured water, and it comes down to nutrition. And I'm just going to leave it with that. I'm actually completely comfortable with saying, watch what you eat, watch what you breathe, and watch what goes on above, you know, in the sky above you. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, I've interviewed Michael Murray.
Michael Murray.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. So I know quite a bit about that, actually.
Can we take a little bit of time to talk about Michael Murray?
Sure.
Are you familiar with geoengineeringwatch.org?
Yes.
Okay. And you know that Mike and Dean were buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a reason to think about what's going on. I'm going to say I'm not putting that on you. I'm not putting that on anyone. I'm putting that on to my determination. First of all, Mike Adams, the health ranger,
mm-hmm.
really can't stand him anymore. He's a liar. He's a shill. And that might make you really uncomfortable, so I'm going to shut up. But
okay.
Yeah. No, there's so many things going on today right now. What did Michael Murphy say to you?
I interviewed him on What in the World Are They Spraying, and then his new book, Why in the World Are They Spraying. But, we can talk about this some other time, but basically there's more information than just that about chemtrails. And, I think that there's other information, there's other reasons that chemtrails exist than what...
You know, being a doctor and being an activist, you do know that mm-hmm. you're probably, like, really challenging yourself. Yeah.
I'm
you're
really
doing
what?
A great job, Susan. No, you're basically a physician and an activist, and this is so rare, and this is so... profound, and this is so comfortable. This is so nice for me.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Well, would you like to give your contact information and information about your show again before
My show is Uncommon Awareness on GCN Live,
mm-hmm.
and we just changed the time zone. We're going to be doing 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Uncommon Awareness, GCN Live. My email is Lorraine at drhurley.net. And I love talking with people. I love talking about it. It's been a really, really, really hard thing to transition.
Mm-hmm.
You practice. I don't.
I basically
have turned my life to non-practice. And you practice, and you're doing a phenomenal job.
Well, thanks. Oh, we're starting a non-profit for the women who can't afford to get their breast implants out called Angel Explant. Because the financial...
Ben, do you want to come on the show and talk about... Do you want to come on Uncommon Wears and talk about that?
Yep.
That's something that's really up our alley.
Sure. That'd be great. We're awaiting the 501c3, but once that gets approved, yes.
Yeah. People did this. They had these breast implants thinking that they were totally safe and totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not.
But the explant's more expensive than the implant, so, you know, and it's not always covered by insurance, which is sad because it should be.
Okay. Do you want to shoot me over an email?
Sure.
All right.
I will. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. It was lovely talking with you.
Same here.
All righty. Well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. I do want to tell people that Monsters Inside Me, our segment on mold and breast implants, is supposed to air on the 20th of November. I don't have the time, though. Also on the 20th of November, the Noetic Science Meeting, Dr. Camden Clay is talking about targeted muscle testing. And next week, we are talking with Janine Weist, The Alchemy of Self-Healing, a Revolutionary 30-Day Plan to Change How You Relate to Your Body. And then on the 29th, Dr. Carl Kalaman speaking about the global mind and the rise of civilization. After that, we have, Robert Salas, Unidentified, the UFO Phenomena, How World Governments Have Conspired to Conceal Humanity's Biggest Secret. Back to UFO stuff, which does relate to health eventually. Anyway, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.